News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I can feel it in the air tonight means that my friend Todd St. Orange is here with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Any pranks so far on this April Fool's Day? Have you made it so far?
I have a good one.
Uh-oh.
And it involves the zoo.
Oh, okay.
But we don't have our new guy anymore. Our new guy's, we got him last year.
So you got him.
Can we give him the zoo phone number?
Uh-huh.
Unknowing. Just say, right. Hey, tell this customer we're going to be, you know, coming down later this morning.
Right.
Mr. Lion, L-Y-O-N.
Oh, my goodness.
So then they call the zoo and ask for Mr. Lion. And then they're like, you realize this is a zoo, right? They're like,
good.
Oh, man. All right, so call this guy, Mr. Bear, B-E-H-R,
oh, no.
Which is, these are real customers we have. So
Right. Anyways, well, there's Lewis Bear.
They call down and ask for Mr. Bear, and they're like, you've called the zoo again.
Oh,
yeah, we have a different number. So
oh,
anyways,
no. Oh, that's really, really
but
bad.
But I didn't get to pull those off today, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, that might be an idea for someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, call you got Mr. a new employee or somebody you want to have a little fun with.
Just share that one out there.
Yeah, that's a good one, and it's not too harmful.
Right.
Not too harmful.
We want to have a sense of humor, but not, you know, being malicious.
It's all good.
It's all in good fun.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you. I've been thinking about you a lot.
Okay.
And as soon as I go out to my car, it's covered with yellow pollen and leaves.
That on my truck this
and
morning.
I'm doing a lot of that in my house.
Right.
So tell us, what do we need to know now about air care during the spring
that allergies? That stuff migrates indoors.
Absolutely.
You know, it gets in. So now's not the greatest time to probably open your windows and
even though you
air
want
exchange.
To.
Yeah, because it's nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, all that pollen's out there. So an extra filter change. Filters are cheap. You know,
right.
Filters are inexpensive. And if you don't have a good air filter, you are one.
So. Oh, I love that one. And you know, you said every month you should be changing that out, right?
Well, you know, it depends on what type of filter you run in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rated, you know, the filter thing, it can be a little confusing. It's called a MERV rating, M-E-R-V, minimum efficiency reporting value.
Okay.
So the lower the number, the less efficient the filter. So a MERV 2, you can read the newspaper through there.
Interesting.
You can
okay.
see all the news about the fish house.
I didn't know this. This is interesting.
Read through the MERV 2 filter.
Okay.
And then a MERV 11 is a folded, pleated, pretty dense filter.
Yeah.
But it restricts more airflow.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll catch more of this yellow pollen that we're talking about from outside, but it restricts the airflow. So if your return is undersized, and this is a huge deal, I get calls all the time from people like, oh, you know, we're not getting cooling back in one of the bedrooms, or, you know, we got one room, one area of the house, it's not right. And oftentimes what we find is they're using a really good filter, but the return is undersized.
Oh.
So we need 2 square foot opening, we have one.
Huh.
Or we need 4 square foot opening, we have 2. So if you increase that return, you can run better, higher MERV rated filters,
mm-hmm.
and you get better airflow. More return air won't hurt you.
Okay.
So, and it allows you to run a higher MERV rated filter. And we tell people a lot of the standard situation, and it's not in the code to size the filter correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the building code. It should
be. Oh, really?
I've submitted to the state board several times. It's like, hey, you know, every time they get ready to change the mechanical code, which is what Florida follows when somebody builds a house and puts in an HVAC system.
Right.
I'm like, they just say, well, it's not listed in the International Mechanical Code, so we're not going to address it. It's like, well, can't we make a stipulation? I go around fixing indoor air quality problems, and sometimes often as simple as an undersized return.
Mm-hmm.
We cut in an additional filter grill, and the problem gets way better.
Interesting. So there's no regulation around that. That's interesting.
And it's kind of a rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but you can put in a 4-ton air conditioning system with a 12x24 filter.
Hmm.
And so it's like trying to run and breathe through a coffee straw. It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay. So how do you know if you have the right, have you come out and check it, I guess?
Yeah. It's you can call us. We can kind of give you the way to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the size of your air conditioner, basically. You have to know if you have a 2-ton, 3-ton, 3.5, 4-ton.
Right.
You know, most residentials don't have anything bigger than a 5-ton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the standard kind of split residential size unit. But if you have a 5-ton unit and one 20 by 30 filter, it's way undersized.
Interesting.
You
okay.
Know, and a 20 by 30 filter is a big...
It's a big one, yeah.
It's aesthetically, it's not pleasing. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, either ducted returns where you pull from every room or... and oftentimes, if we don't have room for an additional return grill opening, mm-hmm. you know, there's no place to put it. You know, like one backs up to a closet, one backs up to a bathroom, one backs up, you know, so there's only one place right in the front. You can actually change the style of grill from a stamp face steel to a commercial high flow grill. Huh. And it allows 15% more airflow through the same exact size grill.
Wow.
Just
okay.
The way that the louvers are
sure.
designed
yeah.
and all that, the muttons. So, you know, that's a fallback for us. It's not the ultimate solution typically, but that's some of the things that we do when you have, you know, filtration issues.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and,
now
you
is the
time. Use a higher, and yeah, that pollen
I imagine
is
it
out
would
there,
come up,
you know,
yeah.
So, but just doing an extra filter change mm-hmm. Between now and probably end of April, middle of May, it's not going to hurt you, and it's an extra $3 or $4 or whatever, you know, it's
right.
not going to cost.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Todd St. Orr's is here. He's the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care, and we are discussing how you can help the filtration in your home right now
right.
with all of the pollen that we've gotten.
You know, the other
spring.
Thing that we happen to see frequently is with all this pollen, it, you know, as soon as you go over air conditioning, we're starting to get these warm days and
mm-hmm.
people kick on their air conditioner. That coil gets wet. So any of that pollen, that particulate, the allergens and that sort of thing that get through the filter, they'll plate right out on the evaporator coil because usually it's on the bottom and it's wet, it's uh-huh. dark, it starts growing in there.
Oh, no.
So, and then you get this funky stuff. You'll get an odor. You'll get a weird, like a sour smell or a musty smell off your air conditioner when it's running in cool mode. And that tells me that the coil's wet and it's dirty. It needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
You know, we call it a biofilm. So you get a biofilm on there. And some of this pollen and some of this, you know, the regular household dust, pet dander, that sort of thing. You know, people shed. You rub your arm like this and it sheds off just a ton of it. That's enough to feed a dust mite colony for a
Ooh,
week.
Okay.
What I just did right there. One, two,
yeah,
three, four.
He rubbed his arm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine. So that is in the indoor air, and then it mm-hmm. works its way into the air conditioner because the air, you know, it's just pulling airflow through the filter.
Sure.
And then it's cooling it and pushing it up through the duct. And so mechanical hygiene is really important, I guess.
Absolutely.
That's the point I'm
okay. One of our listeners just texted in that says, we used to use the pleated filters, but after a month, the airflow has warped the filter. That's interesting.
Right. So that tells me high static pressure, that filter's bowing in.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have an undersized return.
Oh.
So if there's a way to enlarge that or put an additional one or go from the – and the ones that bow in are probably MERV 6 and MERV 8 filters. So it's not a really tight, sharp pleat.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a rounded pleat. And if it bows in, that filter is not as rigid. It's also not as efficient. But it's allowing, you know, amount of airflow to go through that it's doing a good job filtering.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longer it's in there, the more efficient it gets because it gets stuff on the filter and it restricts more airflow just because of the particulate that's on the filter media, whatever you're using as
right,
far as,
right.
You know, those fiberglass or
Well, I thought of you because I was rebuying my filter for this month. And there is kind of a price difference between
the different kinds.
Mm-hmm. So they had the ones that were crisscross,
right?
Yep. And then the one that this listener is talking about, the pleated ones.
Right.
And I have a small unit. We've
mm-hmm.
talked about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend? Just when you're looking at the aesthetic
MERV 6,
of it. Just,
MERV 8.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what you should judge.
Change it frequently.
So not worry about the texture, but the actual MERV rating is what's important.
Yeah, and it's not always listed on from every filter manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying them from a big box store, some people order them online. Or whatever.
Right.
You know, we have that AirSafe frame with the changeable media in it. So it's a polyester filter media. It's like a pad. It almost looks like the fluffy side of Velcro.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's an inch thick, you know, and it's
uh-huh.
polyester. And you just take that out and throw it away. That's about MERV 10 rated
okay.
Filter. And, you know, we find a good happy medium there. And then you want to make sure that your that cardboard frame that goes around there, or they call it beverage board. I don't know why.
You're like, that's interesting.
What the heck is a beverage board?
That's interesting. Yeah, well,
so
I mean, that's a weird name.
It's
yeah.
a, a jargon terminology from the filter industry, but you want to make sure that that thing doesn't have a, it's not sloppy in there. You slide it back and forth and it's got an eighth of 16th of an inch gap when you move it back around, back and forth. Because they do this on nominal size. So, in other words, nominally, it'll fit in any 12 by 24, and some of them might fit super tight, and some other nominal 12 by 24 filter might be sloppy loose to, you know, I've seen them an eighth of an inch difference.
Oh, no, so the sizes could be different, right, even so though they're saying it's 12 by 24, yeah, it may be a little off.
It's a nominal size, so it fits in there, you know, and then it'll bypass around the edges of the frame. So you can use that AirSafe frame, or you can put a little weather stripping around there. And you want it to tight to force everything to go through the filter media and not bypass around there. Because then the next thing you're looking at is somebody having to get in there and clean the coil, pull the blower, HEPA vacuum the enclosure. And that's what we do as part of the duct cleaning process. The most important part to have clean is the air handler unit or the furnace. And that's the blower, the coil. I mean, we just see them caked up with all kinds of stuff, you know. And if you get just a little bit of buildup on your evaporator coil, it drops. So 3/1000ths of of buildup on the coil drops 21% efficiency.
Really?
3/1000ths.
That's just not a much little, at all. Wow.
So, and those are old, super technical, you know, numbers that we have. However, yeah. I mean, it's important that the coil is clean. That's what. And then your drain line's not going to clog up later either because of all that stuff washing down off the coil and getting clogged up in that drain line with all that slimy, nasty, funky stuff. Yeah.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Todd St. Orr's. He's with Gulf Coast Air Care, and we're talking about we're in the season now for pollen and allergies and keeping your air clean in your home and some tips on how you can do that. So I really find this interesting because my knowledge of filters has grown exponentially since you've been on this show, Todd. Because really, I and I've shared so often, I'm a person, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I go through.
Were you in the Navy? I know.
No, but my father was, so I might have learned it from him. But I do. I have a tendency, as long as the air conditioner is working, I'm a happy girl. But the minute I come in and it's not working, and then Todd will say, well, did you have it inspected? Have you had it maintained? No.
Well, there's a long season ahead of us.
So things we need to do now to prevent that summer day where you walk in and there's no air.
You want somebody looking at that thing once a year. And in our climate here, because the heat and the humidity that we have early on in the air conditioning season is a great time to get a checkup done and get somebody to do an inspection, look at your duct system, look at your air conditioner, look at your return, see if it's undersized, type of filtration you're running. So you can do that if you call Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze.
Okay, I got another question from one of our listeners. Johnny's texted in. He said, oh, God, this is a good one. I have two Australian Shepherd dogs that shed a lot without having to shave them. Do you recommend a filter for a system that is a brand new unit?
You know what? I know you're a pet lover, and they're a long-haired dog, so my recommendation would be change them more frequently. Just get a good filter that does the job, a MERV 8, MERV 10, 11 filter, and change it more frequently if you have to. I know a lot of people, you know, they get down to 2 or 3 weeks in the winter, in the summertime because the air conditioner's running all the time.
Sure.
A lot of people have gone away from carpet and they have hard flooring, so they have tile or VCT floor, you know, that vinyl flooring or whatever. So the carpet will hold on to a lot of stuff until you vacuum it up and then you've captured it another way. The smooth floor lets that stuff migrate towards the airflow of the return of the vent. And then you end up with a lot more stuff in the air filter. And so just changing it more frequently once you figure out the best way to do that. And you're going to see a lot of dog hair on the filters for those Australian Shepherds. And those guys are busy. They're not just lay around dogs.
No, they're
looking
they're
for a job. They're looking for something to do.
That's true.
You know, so they're going through the house and, you know, they may be active. And that's one of the things that, so there's a lot of factors, basically what I'm saying, that go into indoor air quality issues is the type of flooring, the type of vacuum, the frequency of housekeeping. You certainly want to have a single or a inspection done at a minimum once a year, mm-hmm. and then more frequently changing your filters.
Okay, I got another question from one of our listeners. Michael's asking, one of your competitors whose name rhymes with B Heating and Air is offering me a free inspection and cleaning. Is that possible, I guess, with you?
No.
No, okay. But the initial inspection?
Oh, yeah, that's do free estimates. Right. So,
okay.
But if they're offering a free cleaning or they're including it, that price is built in there somewhere. So.
Right, okay.
Anyways,
okay.
Yeah.
But do you do a free
Yeah, we do inspections. We'll come out and do a look, give you a quote, or, you know, we take pictures to show you what we find in the attic, what we find in the air conditioning system. A lot of people, you know, they just don't want to take that air conditioner apart and look in there. But once you open it and you see mold growing and you see, you know, microbial growth and all kinds of, you know, hair, for dog hair up inside there, you know that it's something that needs to be done. So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. I'm saying that number really fast. So
say that number one more time. Out. Yeah.
934-2768.
There you go.
We've been in Gulf Breeze over 30 years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're happy to help you. We're licensed in Florida and in Alabama. So if you can hear my voice on this radio broadcast, you know, we're happy to come out and share with you what we find on our inspections.
Okay, very good. We're talking with Todd St. Orr with Gulf Coast Air Care. Another text has rolled in, 850-437 if you've got a question, 437-1620. Right. If you use a shop vac to clean the drain pipe, do you leave the float switch connected or take it off when vacuuming the drain? Thanks. Great show.
Yeah, you can do either way. So if you're going to, the float switch is typically in the little port where you can dump some vinegar down through there.
Let's back up just a little bit to emphasize what you're talking about, because this is something I learned from you about that drain pipe. I had never done this before.
Right.
But tell us what you're talking about, because this is a real important part of the maintenance too.
So and right now, they might be a little wet, but they've been dry all winter because there's no water on the coil when you're in heating season or when you're turned off. So once you start that air conditioner up, the moisture comes down from the evaporator coil, goes into the drain tray, and then it goes out through that drain pipe outside.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's where the outside unit comes out. You'll see the line set, the two copper lines that go to the air conditioner. There'll also be a black or white PVC pipe out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your shop vac right on there and just suck it out. That's what we do on a service call.
Oh, okay.
So I just saved you $79 there on a service call.
Okay.
But the other thing that you should do is pull that float switch. You'll see that, like, two little black wires going down to this white fitting, or it's a white, and you can pull that out of there, and it's got a little float on the bottom of it. It's got two wires on it. It's not glued. It's in PVC, and then that's where you put your vinegar down through there. And a lot of people have an additional separate port, so there's a float switch, and then next to it, there's a T with a little cap on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you dump your vinegar in there. I don't want you to use bleach, because bleach will eat up the coil fins if it gets back into the unit and back onto the evaporator coil inside the air conditioner unit. This is a manufacturer's technical bulletin that came out a few years ago, and they wanted to get people away from bleach, hypochlorite, and onto vinegar, which is acetic acid. All you're doing is that long horizontal run builds up a bunch of slimy, nasty stuff in that drain line.
Mm-hmm.
So you can maintain it with a little vinegar in there, and if it gets stopped up, you can use a shop vac on it. Just slip it out through the outside. You shouldn't have to open that drain pipe or that that float switch.
Yeah, because the question was, do I need to leave the float switch connected or take it off when vacuuming?
Yeah, no, you can leave it connected.
You can leave it connected.
That's what we do.
Okay.
And then to put, if that's the only place that you have to put your vinegar in, then you can lift it out, you know, dump the vinegar in there, and then put it back. When you flip that thing upside down, the float switch fall and it deactivate, even if it's upside down, still connected, it deactivates the unit and it will stop the outside unit from running. And there's, in most units, there's a 5-6 minute delay. So when you flip it back over and put it back in the holder, in the float switch body, the fitting, that air conditioner might not come back on for 4 or 5 minutes. So you just need to wait. And then
don't panic.
Don't panic. Call us if you have any questions, 850-934-2768. You know, we get this all the time. People are like, I don't know what's going on, but I had a flood in my house. Well, the drain line is backed up.
Oh.
And now's the time to where that stuff that was in there from last summer dried out through the winter and it's kind of crusty. Now it gets wet again because we're back to air conditioning season, and it can gob up or you just kind of clog up the drain line. But use vinegar, don't use bleach.
Okay. One of the questions just coming in from Bruce is asking, do you have an annual service plan? And if so, what would the cost be?
We do inspections. We do have an annual service plan, but we base it on individual
needs,
accessibility and needs for that unit. Mm-hmm. Some of them are way more complicated than others. We have to charge more for that, like an attic unit. If you have a unit that's in the attic, it's a little different pricing than a unit that's right in a hall closet or something like that.
So he would just need to call you.
Yeah, call us at the office and talk to Vanessa. She can help you. Our website is also gulfcoastaircare.com. You can look there. We've got some information about that sort of thing.
Okay, so, everybody's wanting to know about air conditioning this morning.
Yeah,
got another question.
It's on our mind, because
the
season is coming. Yeah, mm-hmm. And as soon as you see that yellow pollen on your car, wherever you're seeing it at.
Okay, this question came in is, I use industrial strength vinegar for my monthly drain maintenance. Is it okay to use the more acidic liquid?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything.
Oh, good, okay.
And there are like 9 different kinds of vinegar out there.
There's cleaning vinegar and canning vinegar. So
I have
it doesn't
not heard
matter
of industrial strength vinegar.
I was going to say
curious.
Apple cider, or do you need to stick with it?
No. Just the cheapest vinegar, because all of it has acetic acid in it. And that's what eats the gunk out of the drain pipe and all that. But industrial strength vinegar, and don't be dumping muriatic acid down there. A lot of people from the pools, they have muriatic acid. And I had one guy that was using pool bleach, which is 11% hypochlorite. Man, you couldn't even breathe when you went in this guy's house. And he was spraying the walls down. It was after a hurricane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we should not be doing this. Let's get this wiped down and all that. There are antimicrobials out there. But, just the cheapest vinegar that you can find. Keep a gallon jug right there in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
2 glugs. People ask me, well, how much? Well, maybe 2 cups of vinegar, 1 cup of vinegar, and 2 cups of hot water to chase it afterwards.
Uh-huh.
That chaser pushes the vinegar all the way through the line and outside.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that it made it all the way through. You go outside, find the end of that pipe, and it should smell like vinegar. It's like, oh, vinegar came out of there. You can smell it.
Okay.
So that's one of the easy ways to figure out.
Well, this has been a great show because we're getting some serious tips of what to do to make this transition into summer.
If you're seeing stuff, around the ceiling, black stuff around the vents and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, it's time to call a professional, and that's Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com. We'd be happy to help.
Okay, gulfcoastaircare.com, and I recommend signing up for his newsletter. You can go to the website to do that. It's really a fun newsletter. He's got fun stuff, jokes, but also some great tips on how you can keep your air conditioning going. So sign up for that at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Happy April. I'm the April Fool today because I didn't get fooled by anybody so far. So.
Thank you, Todd.
Good to see you.